Hey, this is Justin. It is Thursday. I think it's Thursday morning. It's about 2:30. Woke up a little bit early today. So I signed up for Ed Dale's new course, which is a kind of a recipe for, launching businesses. And I wanted to do it just to really learn how to, create models, do it rapidly, to have an option, a plan B option, if I wanted to, or had to do something else at some point in time. Not necessarily looking at something, do something different. I love what I'm currently doing, but want to have the skills in case something actually comes up. So it's not like I'm building something from scratch without skills. If I get into a position where I have to generate additional income. So, and also want to be able to teach this to other people, as I'm expecting, as we have a lot of friends who are can become out of work and don't necessarily want something to get in the way of what they're currently doing because they actually like what they're currently doing. Because I think if you don't like what you're currently doing, I think that's usually the first thing to go to work on, is figuring out how to get into a place to like the stuff that you're actually doing. So what I did is I went through the different business models, looked at 14 of them. One's podcasting, one is building products, like online products. One is doing like easy investing, like passive investing. One is doing skilled investing, or learning how to, learning a skill to have an unfair advantage with investing. The first one, the easy investing, would be like buying coins, the cryptocurrency, just like buying a coin without doing too much research. Number five is like documenting the work, which is sort of what I'm doing right now. Number six is doing affiliate work. Number seven, selling t-shirts. Number eight is doing gigs. Number nine is doing speaking. Number 10 was doing coaching. Number 11 is doing flipping. Number 12 is being an author. Number 13 is just reviewing different things. And number 14 is doing traffic arbitrage, where, it's usually probably going to be an affiliate model. So what I said next is, pick one and commit to it for 90 days. And here's the criteria that I went through. It's got to be fun. It's got to be sustainable. It's got to be something I'm proud of. Doesn't require maintenance, like ongoing, like I've got to, one of those gifts that keeps on, giving, which a lot of the customer type of stuff would probably fall into that area. Seven-figure possibilities. Use my unique skills, mostly on the phone, doesn't have to be on the computer. And you could see some sort of financial results soon. Also, doesn't take up a whole, it's like gives energy as opposed to takes energy, let's put it that way. Gives energy as opposed to takes energy. So I started looking through each of the options. So I went through the first one and I just did what would actually work and what wouldn't work. So I'm going to talk through each of these. It might take a little bit here. Number one, I'm going to go through kind of quickly. It's podcasting. I have those skills. I can do that pretty quickly. The question is how to scale that. Product builder, a lot of programs on the product building. That's dealing with the customers, and I'm not necessarily, I don't know how I'd feel about that. The easy investing, it's easy, it's fun, how to scale it, rapidly. Skilled investing is no customers, but I like that one. It's what to do it and how to do it. So that's definitely one to probably look at. Number five, document work. Yes, my skills, but how do you monetize that? Number six is doing affiliate stuff. Again, it's how do you scale that? How do you keep it sustainable? Number seven is t-shirt. Selling t-shirts, like selling audit or a physical good. How profitable can that be? I don't necessarily see it. Number eight is gigs. Again, how do you scale that? Number nine is speaking. Too much time away. Investing too much time away from the house and away from the family and that sort of stuff, away from work. Number 10 is coaching. Too much time. I don't necessarily feel good about doing that sort of work. Just not necessary. Number 11, being an author. Oh, excuse me. Doing some flipping work against how do you scale it. Number 12, being an author. Just don't know exactly what the model is. It's the same with the podcasting. How's the model to make it actually work? To be number author, reviewer, like to do, to review what other people are doing. That's again, how do you how does it get monetized? And then traffic arbitrage is how to scale and how to work that work. So I realized each one, you gotta be able to run contained tests and to be able to get feedback. I think that's the criteria for actually testing them. So if I look at these, the ones that I'd be interested in experimenting with, podcasting is pretty effortless to do, you know, to work through. And just putting a model around that. So if I look at that, effortless. Product builder, maybe, because I'm kind of in a program to do it. Easy invest is good. Skilled invest, you know, this comes into, that's a potential one to work through. Just don't know how to do it now. Documenting work, yes. Just don't know how to monetize affiliate stuff. Yeah, could definitely try that. T-shirts, probably not gonna do that one right now. Gigs, probably not going to do that one right. Although doing some of the user testing stuff would actually work. Just not investing a huge amount of time. Speaking, not going to do that one right now. Coaching, not going to do that one right now. Flipping, going to do a little bit of it because I've got some stuff. Author, I'm definitely interested in doing some work to make that work. Reviewer, I really like doing that stuff. And arbitrage, don't necessarily have the model for it right now. So, yeah, I will say, you know, for each of these, probably where to put the focus and where to put the energy is where there is no model to start to actually learn the model for working through these. So thanks a lot for listening. Have an amazing day.